This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with one story, three numbers to help get us into it. New international student enrollment in the fall of 2017, that is, students enrolling for the first time at a school in the States, was off nearly 7% from 2016. That's after a roughly 3% decline the year before. And international students, oh, by the by, contributed $42 billion to the American economy last year. But as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports, that decline is not affecting all schools the same.
This fall, the number of international students in the freshman class at Iowa State University was down almost 30%. Same for last year's class. Katherine Johnson-Suskey is the director of admissions at Iowa State.
The specific things we hear from students are issues of racism, the fact that we're in a red state, issues with visas. They're concerned, can they get a visa? And if they get a visa, will they be able to stay in the U.S. with that visa?
To counteract those concerns, the schools created a video campaign to market to international students.
The College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Iowa State University wants you to know you are welcome here.
You are welcome here.
我们欢迎你.
Iowa's competing against other U.S. schools for foreign students and the full tuition dollars they often represent. While the number of international students declined in the Midwest last year and was about flat in the South, it actually grew in the Northeast and the West. Anthony Carnevale is with the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce.
Every student you get who is full pay, it allows you to do merit-based aid to American students.
Plus, U.S. universities are increasingly competing with schools abroad. Benjamin Waxman with International Education Advantage helps colleges market themselves to foreign students.
Australia is working hard at it. New Zealand has totally opened up its employment rules. Canada, similar.
He says students knowing that they can stay and work in the country after graduation is a big draw. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.